time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Top of the morning to you, live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, along with Matt Eumanns for the next 3 hours. Coming up on today's program in an hour, Nigel Seeley. His first appearance of this week, he's still been red hot in the soccer world with yet another winner yesterday. He'll give us his best bets on the card for today and this weekend. And Lou Finocchiaro on the program. We will talk some NHL playoffs with him and the lowdown with Lou on Saturday's UFC and their next fight card. Plenty. Today is an epic day. Hence, I have an NHL shirt on today. Happens to be the local club here, the Golden Knights. Fun game yesterday, but just an awesome card today in the NHL. Great with the Major League Baseball. The golf yesterday with that leaderboard and some of the guys and their performances. And certainly the NBA and what we have coming up on tap. But we'll recap a little bit of what took place yesterday here in the first segment, fellas. And that Bucks game was something else. I mean, down, first of all, laying 9 or 9.5 in the game against the Heat. They did not have Jimmy Butler or Dragic. And the Heat just, you know, they present some problems for the Bucks defensively. We talked about that yesterday on the show. And certainly they did in that first half. And they got out to a 23-point lead. They're leading by 17 at halftime, feeling pretty damn good, obviously. Bucks come back second half, completely flip it, bring their A game, say, okay, enough with the screwing around here. And not only do they cover the second, I mean, they covered everything then. The second half, the game for 9.5, and there was a gentleman over at the Westgate who had 30,000 on the Bucks -9. What kind of a sweat was that like? And eventually it turned into, okay, this turned out pretty easy for me.
Yeah. That was wild. They're getting buried at the half, and then they run them out in the second half and cover, and they got down to business. I mean, that is just fantastic how that happened in the drama, and they lock up the one seat now as well. 20-0 run will do that, right? 20-0 run there, and we saw a 22-1 run for the Jazz as well, Matt. So it was a strange start to the day, with that game. And then the Pelicans, no show against Sacramento. 140-125. And your boy Bogdanovich was an assassin in that game. I mean, whoa, incredible action yesterday at the association.
Yeah, Pelicans played no defense. And the Pacers got buried by a big run, too. So yesterday, the Bucks, if you bet the Heat, all right, and you're catching 9.5, you're up 73-56.5. If you bet the NBA for a long time, you know better. You can't count your money. But if you're up 17 at the half, catching 9.5, you think, all right, I'm in pretty good position. You end up getting blown out, no chance. In that game, it was a wild day of NBA betting. Really, for the past, what would you say, I want to say past 7 or 8 days, this has been great, man. Action from morning to night, NBA, hockey, baseball, you throw in a golf major. We waited 4 or 5 months for this, but it's basically been outstanding, wall-to-wall action every day.
Yep. Seven NBA games on Sunday. Yep. And the other thing about these artifacts and relics, you know, back in my day, guy, with the 80s and the 90s, especially late 90s when the league was unwatchable. This is why the league is so great. You see all the young talent. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned yesterday, Luka had that triple-double where he had 30, 20, and 10. The Nuggets went 14 of 28 from three and lost by double digits.
Yeah.
Portland was 23 of 39 from three, and Lillard was unconscious. And that Portland team, ooh. I think they're going to get in and they're going to face the Lakers. They are playing so well, but that is just this Portland team and how they're shooting from three. But that is Denver goes 14 of 28 from three and they lose by 10.
Amazing. I don't know if Damian Lillard is ever going to win an MVP in the NBA just because it's difficult and there's so much talent, but man, I think you can make a case for him. Like a lot of times, I mean, they're not like a, you know, 60 win team, but last year, you know, Western Conference Finals and what he means overall and just how good he is. God, he's just, and I think he gets lost by the way, just because of where he plays up in the Pacific Northwest.
No doubt.
He's so good.
I think definitely Paul, he's got range out to 30 feet. The guy, 45 points, 12 assists, 11 for 18 from three. You know, I've felt like for a while he's a top 10 player in the NBA. He's playing like a top 5 guy right now. That's just an outstanding game by Damian Lillard. And the Blazers are, you know, we talked about it a couple days ago. The Blazers are going to be dangerous, man. And the Lakers right now, Lakers wish they could shoot 11 for 18 from three. They are atrocious right now offensively.
And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, along with Matt Eumanns, kicking off today's show and this hour by talking about the NBA And yeah, the Lakers, not pretty last night. No LeBron James. What does he truly mean to the number? They were favored by one early in the morning yesterday, and the reports were out that Westbrook was going to miss the game, and he eventually did. This was before the LeBron news. LeBron misses the game. It goes to Rockets like 3.5, and you saw the Lakers last night. I mean, they were totally lost, and there's a good tweet from Preston Johnson. They are right now in the coldest stretch in the history of the NBA shooting the three ball in a five-game stretch. Nobody's ever shot it worse in a five-game stretch than the Lakers right now in the bubble.
Yep, 2 of 19 last night. Got to be cause for concern. We discussed it yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was. We look at that, 23%. While most teams are lighting it up, that's the thing. I mean, you see the high-scoring games and how many guys are – even the Nets scrubs, how they shot it against the Bucks and how Phoenix and other teams are shooting the ball. And Boston against the Nets, the backups couldn't miss, and they dropped 149 even without Kemba. So that is that's shocking. And that the Lakers got to get organized, because this thing, you're right. I mean, they might face Portland here next week, a week and a half here, and it could be lights out. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's LeBron mean to the number? Because really, if you look at the Lakers' offensive efficiency numbers, they are horrific at this point. They played a decent offensive game against the Clippers in the first game of the bubble.
Yeah.
They were pretty bad the second game, really bad the third game with LeBron, and really bad again last night without him. So they've actually not been very good offensively, even with LeBron on the floor the previous two games before last night. I think to the number yesterday, I would have said he meant 5 points to the number. What about you guys? I mean, this is a team that's not playing very well offensively right now. You take him off the floor, you're in big trouble.
Well, it's funny the way it works, right? Because without LeBron, and they have not been playing great basketball, obviously, but they were just – they were awful last night. Mm-hmm. You take off a Westbrook from the Rockets. Okay. They still play their game. They still shoot a ton of threes. They still get to the line a bunch. Sure. Harden still has a great game, and they have guys that just off the bench. Okay, here you go. No problem. Yeah. I know my role. I'm going to go out there and do the 3-and-D thing, and they were totally fine without him.
Well, here's the thing with the Rockets. They shot 21 for 57 from three. Westbrook's not a very good three-point shooter, right?
Right.
I kind of felt like the Rockets were almost better without Westbrook on the floor last night, Paul.
Yep. Well, yeah, he can't shoot the three. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of great stories. I mean, you're right, man. This is phenomenal action. And Memphis is just a disaster. New Orleans with the no-show. And Phoenix. Wow, this is a great story. As they beat the Pacers. They're 4-0 in the bubble. 4-0 straight up in ATS. I mean, they could shock the world here and sneak in. They got a big one coming up Saturday. But, I mean, this New Orleans game, if they can't beat the Wizards, they might as well go home today. But New Orleans-San Antonio essentially could be an elimination game on Sunday on ABC. And how the Suns are – this is fun. I mean, Booker and Ayton and how well they're playing and Saric. I never thought that this could happen, that a team like the Suns this far back – Portland, absolutely – Memphis and New Orleans. I can't believe we're discussing the Suns maybe shocking the world and sneaking in the play-in game.
Sure.
By the way, looking good and having some impressive wins under their belt in doing so now at 4-0. I had the over in that game yesterday. I think if they played again today and they put up the same total, I'd bet it over again. The first half pace was awesome, exactly what I wanted. And I've been saying, guys, the referees, please let them play. And they did. Of all games that I have a total on, they weren't calling anything. And guys were flying all over the court in the first half. No fouls were called. In fact, they combined to shoot like 38 free throws, I think. Individual teams yesterday in the NBA shot like 35, a bunch of them, 33, 34, 35 free throws. Not in that game. It didn't matter. It stayed way under. The second half total, by the way, is another story. That pushed them high. I can't believe that. But Booker's great. And he had 5 fouls, by the way. Didn't matter. They sat in for a little bit in that game. How about this? Cameron Johnson, who can be a player in this league. He already is, actually. His plus-minus yesterday was plus 36 in the game. Jeez. Victor Oladipo on the flip side, minus 24.
Yikes. Yeah.
And then there's this, by the way, with the Kings and the Pelicans after that game. Good tweet from John Shute, NBA.com. So here's the one scenario with the Grizzlies and Pelicans. If the Grizzlies can win one of their last 4 games and they play Oklahoma City, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, that's tough. And we assume Portland wins at least 2 of the last 5. The Pelicans would need to go 4-0 against Washington, San Antonio, Sacramento, Orlando to make the play-in. If the Grizzlies go 0-4, the Pelicans could get in with a 3-1, assuming the Spurs, Suns, and Kings don't pull off big upsets.
Well, what does that mean? Don't pull up. That's all the Suns have been doing, is pulling off big upsets. So, I mean, how the Memphis thing, and they've been so bad here, and they lose Jackson. How will Milwaukee treat that final game? They probably sit a lot of guys, but the way Memphis is playing, I don't know if they're going to win a game. But Milwaukee might help them out in the final game. But with New Orleans, rather, you can't look at any game other than Washington and say, okay, that's a win. They just got run out by Sacramento. They played the Spurs Sunday, and Orlando could get them. I mean, they just you give up 140 to Sac in a game you have to have? I don't even think you can look at that and say, they'll be lucky to go 3-1, New Orleans. So the door's open for a San Antonio or a Phoenix, someone like that to sneak in. Because the Pelicans are going to have to jump all these teams. They're tied with the Kings. They're going to have to jump over the Kings, Spurs, and Suns if they want to make it.
If I were the Bucks, I would want to see the Suns or the Blazers in that 8 spot in the West, so the Lakers really have to work for it in the first round.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting point. Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not think like that?
Yeah. Hmm? I'm sure the Lakers would love to get the Grizzlies or the Pelicans or a team like that, but everybody, you can see it. Everybody can see it right now. The Suns and the Blazers are dangerous teams. The Grizzlies and the Pelicans have nothing. So if those two teams get in the playoffs, either of those two teams get in, they're going to be easy outs. The Suns and the Blazers would be tough outs.
Look at how some of the teams are playing offensively against the Pelicans.
Well,
yesterday, geez, with 140 for the Kings. How about that Clippers game? What was that, game two for each of those clubs in the bubble? Where the Clippers shot lights out and the Pelicans were down by like 30 at halftime. Yeah. They have no answer defensively. I mean, they're allowing 100. The Kings had 49 at the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
Come on. Draw up something, guys. Get a stop.
Yep. Bad. Real bad. Disgrace. Bogdanovich killing them. Good stuff. How about the hockey? And how about that? You mentioned at the top, Mitch, the hockey yesterday. Oh, the Maple Leafs. Sorry, you're losers. That's why you haven't won a cup since 1967, okay? And you can't make a deep run. You haven't had a great goalie since Felix Potvin. You're up 3-0 against Columbus. How do you blow that? I hate the comments after the game. Well, we'll turn the page and bounce back. We've done it all. One guy said, we've done it all year, was the comment. Really? You're 36-34-9. You've done what all year? You're in the 8-9 game. What are you talking about? And Mike Palm said they were minus 4,000 in play. Let us know. Tweet at us or email if what you saw the highest Columbus was in play, as they're down 3-0, and Tortorella does the great job. Elvis was in the building, and he makes the goalie change. Elvis shuts him out the rest of the game, and they somehow win in overtime. And now they got to come right back today, and Toronto's season's on the line. So six games, six teams facing elimination. And as Emily Kaplan tweeted from ESPN, you could have three of the biggest stars go home, Crosby, Matthews, and McDavid, and teams ranked 22nd, Arizona, 23rd, Chicago, and 24th, Montreal, in point percentage, all can clinch a playoff spot and advance into the next round. Oh, the madness. Oh, my God, this is phenomenal today.
Hey, Paul, last night, Randy McKay sent me a text, said, bet the Blue Jackets. And so I went ahead and jumped on the app. He's got a good hockey opinion. He's surrounded by smart guys. That's a smart group. I played the Blue Jackets. They're down. I gave up. I clicked off. I said, that's a loser.
Sure.
And, I checked back 90 minutes later, and it's an overtime. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. And they said the coach said they didn't like their game, even though they were ahead. They didn't like how they played. They didn't have a plan. But 3-1 in the third period, and Anderson's played so well. And then you can't score, and you just a huge disparity in talent, and you blow that lead. I don't know. I think they're done. Now you got to come right back the next day, and I don't know what Tortorella is going to do in goal, but that's a joke how they blow that game, and all the pressure's on Toronto too. Columbus could be loose because Toronto has big expectations, and they always take a lot of money to win the cup and favored to win the cup, and then the Knights game again. Oh my God! I mean, how entertaining have those two games been? So it sets up the marquee game. What is it, Sunday, where they play Colorado when the winner gets the one seed? How about this? Who makes the Blues look like that? St. Louis didn't get a shot-on goal in the third period until 17 minutes in on the power play. 17 minutes without a shot-on goal.
That's remarkable. Amazing.
And with 13 minutes left in the game, scoring chances were 23-8, and it was 4-4.
because Fleury was giving up peewee goals. Shot attempts at one point, 70 to 20. Think about that, what they did. And they rally again in the third period, and the Knights cover the puck line. So it's all for the set beautifully. It's just Mark, and I've seen a lot of this on Twitter about a Flyers Avalanche Stanley Cup. I might be right. I mean, rarely do we get chalk in the NHL. But the Flyers might be the best team. This turnaround is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. How they were going to be lucky to make the playoffs, and they were way out of the race for the division. They might be the best team in hockey. And Colorado's on fire, but then what are the Knights? I think they're 13-2 since they fired Gallant. And that's the other – they found their goalie, Matt. I mean, you can't put Fleury in there now anymore. And he went in my pocket in the first period. How do you give up that goal 4 minutes in? That was soft.
Paul, I was disappointed in Robin Lehner in the first game because he gave up some goals in that when was that game, Wednesday?
Against Dallas, a couple days ago.
Yeah, the game against Dallas, I think, on Wednesday. And Randy McKay, again, he texted me that day, and he said, I think Fleury is a better goalie than Lehner. And I think you guys would probably disagree with that, right?
No. Watch what happened yesterday. How bad was he, Mitch?
He was awful.
First goal is so – and, again, you're setting the tone. You can't give up a soft goal. Dad, I mean, it's a killer. But they were resilient, and they bounced back. But this – I mean, again, the scoring chances 23-8, 13 minutes left in the game. The game's tied. Come on.
That's the thing. I mean, you ran down all the numbers right there. The Golden Knights were clearly the better side in that game yesterday, and yet the Blues were matching them goal for goal up all the way until it was 4-4. Hell, they had the lead. And then eventually the Golden Knights scored two more because of what you said in the third period where they couldn't get any shots on goal whatsoever. I think that kind of tells you that, Fleury, maybe your best days are certainly behind you. And I don't know. I do believe that Lehner is the better guy right now, and he's the guy that you got to stick with. I think you had to give Fleury at least one of these games clearly in the round robin. Mm-hmm. Not great. Not great. Just not there anymore for the guy. No. So, but I do. It's funny because I text Paul and Mike Palm yesterday. What do you think the exacta is on the Flyers versus the Avalanche, the exact matchup in the Stanley Cup final? And Mike threw back like 15-1. And after I text both those guys that, like, I saw on Twitter people tagging us like, hey, guys, looks like Flyers and Avalanche, maybe the best two teams in the NHL, like Paul just said. But as stated, the two teams that, you know, maybe appear to be the best in the NHL, how often does that actually happen? Yeah, I mean, look at Tampa Bay last year. Right. One of the best regular season teams of all time.
Swept.
See ya after
the first
one.
That's definitely jumping to conclusions in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think are more unpredictable than anything. Might take 15-1. Would you take 15-1 on that matchup?
That's not enough.
Because the East, the top is so stacked.
Yes, Boston. Even though Boston struggled in the first two games, they had 100 points. Tampa will be a tough out. That was a good, fun game yesterday. Yeah. They didn't really test Elliott, but the first two goals were beautiful by the Flyers to take the early lead. And they're just playing great hockey right now. And the Colorado-Vegas matchup will be great as well. How about Markstrom? I mean, that game to start today was great with how well they played. They pitched a shutout against the Wild, a big win for Vancouver. And likewise on the nightcap. Well, we thought that would happen with Calgary. And we said from an in-game betting standpoint, if Calgary gets the first goal, it might be Winnipeg right to the golf course, right? And that's what happened. I mean, and then a vicious beat. Calgary scores 1 second left in the first period, and then they shut them out 4-0. Empty net goals. So Winnipeg just decimated by injuries, and a good job by Calgary to move on in advance. Take it up.
Well, Paul, your observation yesterday, like pay attention to these in-play prices when a team gets up to see the difference in prices on the money line. And I know Mike Palm, he actually, in the Palm Readers yesterday, one of his plays, it was Calgary puck line plus 165. But they were laying, I think, like $1.70 right before the game anyway. So they got a goal right away. In-play puck line was Calgary even money. And the Jets obviously are banged up, but you're going to give me the favorite, $1.70 favorite, a one goal advantage, and offer me even money on the puck line. Mm. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Some of it's strange. You know, we discussed it with Mike Palm. The Blackhawks in game one are up 3 goals. They're only $5 to win in regulation. Tampa was up 2-0 midway through the game against Washington. They were minus $8, $7.50. The Blues were scored first. They were only $1.30 to win in regulation. I bet that, and I lost. That first one lost. But it's stuff like that where some of this doesn't make sense. But, okay, let's give it a shot here. And I love the bet in play to win in regulation after there's been a goal. And today's just going to be Christmas for hockey fans.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Are you tired of grinding out playthrough after playthrough to collect your sportsbook bonus money? Stop being a grinder and start earning your bonus money the simple way at BetRivers Sportsbook. All bonus money can be yours for only one-time playthrough. That's it. It's that simple. Play it once, and it's yours. Plus, you'll earn bonus points with every bet you make, and you can easily redeem those points for free bets. BetRivers has made sports betting even more rewarding. Sign up now and get up to a $250 matchup on your first deposit. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Download the BetRivers Sportsbook app today. Email is open, ftm@vsin.com. On Twitter, we are at VSin Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, and at Matt Humans 24/7. We will get to the NBA card in about 15 minutes, the NHL card after that. Paulie will run down all the line moves, the bad beats, and win some, lose some coming up next. Make sure you're ready for the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up, plus receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more information. 1st.com/BET. Again, that's first.com/bet. Promo code Vegas500. Time now for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, let's rumble. The bad beats. Calgary first period under a goal and a half. Goal with 1 second left. You got to be kidding me. Boy, what a brutal beat that is. Make it 2-0. Toronto minus 150, led 3-0 in the second period, 3-1 in the third, and they lose in overtime. As we mentioned, the Heat plus 9, 9.5, led by 23, a 20-0 run by the Bucks. They cover, they're getting buried. Twins minus 190. Mike Pohl had a good day yesterday. This was the one loser, though. Twins minus 190, led 5-3 in the eighth. Bullpen blew it. Pirates get the win, and a tough push. Houston, Arizona was 3-2 in the eighth. That pushed A's first five innings under. It was 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Then that exploded just like the Indians game. Under 7.5. 2-0 in the seventh. What was that, a 10th spot by the Reds? Something like that? Or by the Indians, whoever it was, with a big seventh inning? Win some. Europa League, all the soccer matches went under. Nigel went 2-0 with his picks. Three winners the last couple days. He'll be on in half an hour with Champions League. Bad for the books. Rockies under from 12 down to 11. Pelicans Kings over 233 up to 235. Flew over. Bucks and over. 8.5 up to 9.5. 221 up to 223.5. 130 to 116. No LeBron. Rockets plus 1. Went up a 3.5 favorite in the under. 229 down to 225. Piece of cake. 119 to 97. I missed this the other day. Ben Fowkes had this. I believe it was Tuesday. Look at this at MGM. This is a parlay. The guy bet all these teams to win in regulation. $117,000. BetMGM Online. Panthers, Coyotes, Lightning, Avalanche, Canadiens, Blackhawks.
All underdogs.
That was Wednesday then, I believe. Excuse me.
Bless you. That is not easy. I mean, you always have like a rogue game where, I mean, it doesn't matter. You could have a 3-1 lead late. And I'm not even saying that because of what happened in the Maple Leafs last night. But in hockey, to win all six of those games in regulation, come on.
Yeah, incredible.
All six dogs, and actually four or five of those were pretty big-sized dogs.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That was Wednesday night. That says on the tweet. I missed that. How about this, Matt? Game changer. Mm-hmm. Shake Shack to open a drive-through location. I agree. I agree with the viewer who said that. And I really has to up the power rating. I went about a month ago. I was blown away by the burger, the shakes, the fries. Ooh, Shake Shack. Moving up.
All right, Paul. I met Brian Musburger for lunch at Shake Shack in downtown Summerlin a couple days ago. That's the second time I've been to that location in the past 3 weeks. Definitely bumping it up on the power ratings. Shake Shack's going to be on the move up.
All right. Love it. Can't wait. Eddie Ubitz, the best at the fast food. My boy, Blue. Paulie does Vegas on Instagram. What do we have today? The French Bulldog that grabs everything with his paws. How about 182? I can hear him. What do you got for 182? Where's the big fella?
Is that a donut?
What's he got? I got like a... See? Even donuts. Unbelievable. Okay. And 183. One more with Blue. There's Burrito. Another Burrito with the big... There he is. Own Instagram page. Getting a ton of views, making all those, just grabbed, started when he was a puppy, just grabbing everything with his paws.
We got to get Blue, Paul, we got to get my boy Blue a Shake Shack burger. How about that?
Yes, we do. We'll eat that. Yeah. That's win-lose. Very good. Love Blue.
Blue's great. What a dog. What a life.
Right with the paws. Chopsticks, forks, pickles, pizza. He'll eat everything. It's great. I don't know about the diet, but...
That's another thing.
People are all over the owners on some of the messages, but you know, the guy's loving life.
Oh, Blue is not a greyhound, okay?
We will get into today's NBA card coming up next. There's a game on the schedule today. Opened up 1.5. It is now up to 8. I'll tell you about that coming up here on Follow the Money. Don't miss out on the action this upcoming football season. You can now enter the Westgate Super Contest, the Circa Sports Million, and the brand new Circa Survivor with the help of footballcontest.com. This proxy service has been helping people play for more than a decade, and all you have to do is sign up in person. Then they will submit your picks throughout the year. Sign up today at footballcontest.com/VSIN. Again, that's footballcontest.com/VSIN. You guys are going to help me understand this one. Yesterday afternoon, it was late afternoon, early evening, depending on where you are. Out here on the West Coast, I think it was like 3 o'clock or 3:30, when the news came out that the Jazz, in today's game against the Spurs, fellas, they're going to rest Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a must-win game for the Spurs. They have to have this thing, right?
Yep.
There were books that opened up the Spurs -1.5.
Yep.
It's now 8.
Yeah, what a gift. What a gift. Yeah, what a gift for the Spurs is that they're trying to get in the play-in game. Utah also plays Saturday, so they elect to sit guys here with the back-to-back. As all the talk about the 8 and the 9 in the West, well, the race for 3, 4, 5, 6 is so good, which apparently the Jazz don't care. But Denver has 24 losses. Houston, Utah, and OKC. All with 25. And Matt, that news actually came down relative. I saw you sent me the Brian Edwards tweet at like in the afternoon. early morning, at late afternoon when that came out.
Yeah, I saw that in the afternoon, too. Did you guys get down? Did you get a bet down on the Spurs before that number moved too much?
Yep, I did. I was able to get it down.
Oh, good for you.
You got a quick trigger finger. I tried to get that down, and it had moved. By the time I could find a book that had a good number, it was too late. It had moved too much. I didn't. What number did you get, Mitch? Spurs minus 1.5, too?
Yep, 1.5.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice job.
They're 2-0 against them on the season anyways. But I really love the San Antonio team in Orlando with Aldridge out and how they're pushing the pace and this guard lineup. And DeRozan has changed his game, and he's been great, and how Pop is tinkering with things. I mean, they were right there. Who was it? With Denver the other day? That was it was Philly. That was a great game.
Could have won that game.
Yeah. So this has been was that the Milton game?
Yes.
Is that the game? Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, they're down. They're up two, and Milton hits that long three.
Spurs should have won that game. Right there we have that chart, Paul, you're talking about. Without Aldridge on the floor, the Spurs' offensive rating in the bubble is 7 points higher than it was during the season.
They've been great.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I mean, obviously nothing is locked in stone. How many times have we seen the backup players for certain teams play out of their minds? So I know that there's, you know, three key cogs to the Jazz. They could have backups today. Shoot, the Celtics fourth quarter the other night, I can't get out of my head how the Nets played against the Bucks. I mean, it's just like, what? What is happening right now on my television?
The Celtics put up 149 points on the Nets.
Matt, they missed three shots in the fourth quarter.
I know.
I was watching it, too. I was in utter disbelief, too, watching it. Yeah, I know. You got a total on that? Bet Rivers doesn't have a total yet. I know it's early with the that'll start the day with the NBA. It actually is the worst. It's the worst card so far in the bubble. There's a lot of – when you look at some – I mean, the Nets and Kings, who cares, some of these other games. But the Grizzlies-Thunder game is very important as well. And we're already getting the tweets. I mean, I don't want any part of Memphis. I'm with Aaron Redding. I'm fade. 0-4 straight up in ATS in the bubble here. Yeah. And it's a big one for the Thunder. You're sitting there with 25 losses, the same as Utah and Houston. And OKC's only 4.5. Until Memphis, I mean, the injury to Jackson's huge. Mm-hmm. But until they can show they can get stops and do a good job defensively, not to mention Jaws really struggling shooting the ball. Again, OKC is underrated. Very underrated team. And I don't want any part of Memphis until they can show they can actually cover a number.
I'd be OKC or pass for me. What about you guys? Do you think this Philly number is a little bit light? Philadelphia 4.5 against Orlando.
I don't know. I
don't like. You know, I don't like the Sixers. I'm trying to fade Philly, but this number is this number looks a little bit too low to me. I don't know.
You think so? Okay. Well, you don't have Ben Simmons is out, but their defense is so bad they haven't cashed. They haven't covered a spread in the bubble either, and their defense is putrid as well. I mean, your buddy Brown's ripping them. They've allowed two teams to score 40 points in the fourth quarter on them. So, I mean, they can't get any stops, and that's why I think Orlando can hang in here because they'll be able to score too. And still Philly, whether, you know, I don't think they want to get that sixth spot and face Boston in the first round either. They want to get out of there. I guess they, you know, the Heat could be a tough matchup as well, but not a lot to like with Philly.
No,
I'm with you. No. But here's the thing. How much do you take from that Raptors game? I thought that final score was misleading because the Raptors did whatever they wanted against the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the Sixers are on the same level as the Raptors? I personally don't. Right. I think the Raptors are a tier better than the 76ers.
Right.
But the 76ers have had trouble putting away teams anyway.
Well, the other thing, Orlando's got to win a game here too. You don't want to face Milwaukee in the first round. You got to get out of that eight. So Orlando's got to win a couple games and get out of that eight seed because, you know, Toronto's a good team as well, but you'd rather face Toronto as opposed to Milwaukee and get out of that eight. But I don't want any part of the Sixers. And I think really, as we look back, I was guilty a couple years ago. All this championship talk, laughable with Philadelphia. Huh. Laughable, you know.
I was never part of that. Yeah. Actually, the game of the day, Boston and Toronto. This is actually a really good. That's the late game today. The Raptors minus 3, 218.5. Raptors been the best defensive team in the bubble, and Celtics coming off their best offensive game, their highest scoring game actually in about 30 years. But this is interesting to me because going into the bubble, I had the Celtics as the number two team in the East. the more I watch these teams, I'm actually starting to think the Raptors are the number two team in the East and the Celtics are number three. I don't know that I'm going to bet this game, but I am starting to like the Raptors more than the Celtics. And, Paul, I think you've been on the same page with me. You like Boston as well, right?
Yeah, I do. I think that the team that could beat Milwaukee, I think it's a bad matchup for Toronto if they take on the Bucks, not to mention the revenge angle. But this will probably be the second-round matchup. Toronto clinches the two seed with a win. They've won seven in a row.
Yep.
They've held two opponents under 100 points, which is unheard of in today's NBA, as they're number two in defensive efficiency. Kemba will play, and Boston went 2-1 against Toronto so far. And I think the total's a little high myself because Toronto's so good defensively. But great matchup, and they're probably going to face each other in the second round of the playoffs.
How about the Celtics' offensive efficiency in the bubble? It's 121.9. In the regular season, it was 112.3. It's the biggest leap in the bubble. It's the best by far in the bubble.
Huh.
So I'll give you another one, too. The total in the Thunder-Grizzlies game, it's too high. It's coming down now. I see some books at 225.5. That opened up at 225 for a Thunder game against the Grizzlies. It's too many points, in my opinion. We will get to today's, I think we can call this historical day in the NHL. It's that good coming up next year on Follow the Money. Went from nothing for months, and now all these major sports are coming back in action. It's absolutely incredible, and it's a perfect time to experience everything VSiN, the sports betting network, and what we have to offer. We created the Sports Restart Special, which is an introduction to VSiN, so you can have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. You will receive daily email updates with recaps of the best bets from our guests and hosts, Point Spread Weekly, VSiN's digital sports betting magazine, 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every VSiN program, all special sports betting guides, including the hockey betting guide. And this is the perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help improve your sports betting experience every single day. All you have to do is go to vsin.com/subscribe today and get in on the special offer before it expires.
Mitch, so you know those email updates are great too, because during day, I don't know about you guys, I get text messages from people all the time. Who did so-and-so like on the show? Who was his best bet? If you get those emails, they just pop in your inbox. And if you miss the show, you're going to have all the best bets from all the hosts and guests on the show every day. So,
emails are terrific that you're going to get for sure. Absolutely. So here's the tweet. Great job by Emily Kaplan. Today in the NHL is absolutely wild. How's this for parity? As Paul pointed out in the last segment, six teams can be eliminated with three of the league's biggest stars, McDavid, Crosby, Matthews, all potentially going home. And the teams ranked 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in point percentage can all clinch a playoff spot. We got a great tweet yesterday. I'll go back and find out who it was from, who said, you know what? This is exactly like the madness. We should have seen this coming with the 12s over the fives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. Has this ever happened before where six teams could get eliminated in one day?
Actually, it's the first time since April 1988 that you've had six elimination games. And I guess you call this the playoffs, right?
There you go. Sure. Yeah. Excellent work, Matt. There you go. 88. Yep. Yeah. So everything we've talked about here with the best of five format, 56-1 all time when a team takes a 2-0 series lead. What do you call it, Mitch? Is it good for the goose? Is it eye for an eye? Is it quid pro quo? I mean, could the Islanders, the only team to come back down 0-2, could they spit one up here Because if they lose this one today to start the day, suddenly it's squeaky bum time, and it goes to five. Florida is the number three power play in the bubble. They had two power play goals in the game three win. Islanders didn't play well, but they got to stay out of the box. Trotz said it afterwards, and Florida's Varlamov penalty was ridiculous. But that was the goal that put them up 2-1, and they won 3-2. So the Islanders are 5-1 against Florida on the season, and they've won six of the last seven. And we'll see here if Florida can extend their season. It's a tough one. I would lean. I know it's tough because 2-2 you can't win, but I would lean under five here, and I would lean under at Bet Rivers no goal in the first 10 minutes.
I like it. I think, Paul, this is a deep reference, maybe a little inside. Not everybody's going to get this. If the Islanders blow this, to go full circle, ask Jen Bielema. I think she would say hashtag karma on what this is.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people are not going to get that. But, what goes around comes around, I guess.
I like this Islander team, and I love how they play. So, Florida, they put up a good fight, but the Islanders got to stay out of the box and the Islanders actually a lousy power. They were 24th in power play during the regular season. They've had success. But again, this is why you can't. It's so hard to handicap hockey. How about the Vancouver game? There were 14 power plays in the Vancouver game. And the Wild are 0-13 on the power play in the last two games. So it's going to come down to how do they call it? And who stays out of the box and who does well on the power play. And some of this stuff is just so difficult. How it seems like every 2 minutes, someone's a power play left and right here. And that's been deciding some of these games.
Yeah. I said that right away. I think maybe on Monday going back when we were getting a lot of penalties and a lot of power plays. And I said, something's going to correct itself. Either we're going to stop getting so many penalties or teams are going to start scoring more. That hasn't. For a lot of these teams, including the Wild, I can't believe that. I mean, eventually, right, don't you have to, I mean, by default, the numbers almost have to correct themselves when you get so many chances, you're going to get a puck in at some point.
Yeah. Well, there's something to watch when you win game one. It's what, 88%, 87% best of five in the NHL, the team that wins game one, that's also on the line. Now, Arizona does stay out of the box. The Coyotes don't take a lot of penalties, and they were outplayed. I watched that game. I mean, Nashville outplayed them. They outshot them 40-28. But the question here is, what Kemper am I going to get? He stopped 39 of 40 shots in the win the other day in game two. They scored four times on 28 shots against them. So all three games, the winning team has scored four goals. I think Nashville forces a game five, and I like Nashville minus $1.40 at Bet Rivers. They dominated the first two periods in game three, but then the Coyotes pumped in a quick goal there to go up 2-1 and then extended the lead. So I think Nashville will force a game five in this one. That's the second game of the day.
I would say this, if you're up early with us right now and you want to hop in, now is probably the time to do it. It opened up $1.30, some of the overnight numbers. I'm looking right now at some sports books $1.45. Others are certainly lower than that. But I think if this number goes any which way, does it go up? Does it go down? I think Nashville probably becomes a bigger favorite today before the actual puck drop. So grab it as soon as you can if you like that side.
Okay. And then you go back-to-back games. Can the 12 seeds both win and wrap it up? Montreal was down 3-1 in game three. They come back to beat Pittsburgh Edmonton. Again, Bet Rivers made an adjustment. The first period total is now 2 at Bet Rivers. And I think a goal in the first 10 is it's minus 180, a goal in the first 10 after what's happened the first three. So the last five meetings at Rogers Place, they've averaged 8 goals. So it's been a ton of goals here when these teams play. I think it's going to be the same thing. So could we see both 12s win today? I wouldn't be surprised if they both finish it off. But I do lean Pittsburgh. But, I mean, that's the thing that Dennis Bernstein said. What's Pittsburgh's 2-10 in their last 12 playoff games? And I don't know what Matt Murray's a basket case. That fourth goal was horrendous the other night.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't be surprised if both get there?
No.
Especially the Blackhawks, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about Chicago. They were, what were they? They were 28th on the power play in the regular season. The Oilers were first. The Oilers have the number 2 penalty kill. Well, they're calling a ton of penalties. The Oilers should be up in this series.
Yep.
And then the Blackhawks had all those power plays in game two and couldn't cash in. So I wouldn't be surprised if Chicago finishes it off. And I'll tell you, and Brian Burke called it, Carey Price has been Superman. It's so hard to score on this guy, and he can steal the series for him. And how they bounce back after being down 3-1, definitely nervy time for Pittsburgh.
Well, I would say that if both 12s win, I'm going to be a little surprised if the Penguins do lose this game and go out in four games. I get it. I mean, what is it now? Dennis Bernstein had this number for us earlier in the week or last week with the Penguins, and 2-10 last 12 playoff games. But if they go out in four games to the Canadiens,
that'd be something.
I'm not going to fall off my couch because it's the NHL, but that one's going to surprise me a little bit.
Yep. And how does how does Toronto respond? Look at Toronto. They're $1.75 at Bet Rivers. Are you serious? $1.75.
Just because a team has to win a game doesn't mean they're going to.
No, that's not right, guys. The Toronto's not 225. They're down in the series. But what 175 here? I mean, to blow a 3-goal lead and a 2-goal lead in the third period, you lose in overtime, and now you got to come right back. I don't know what Tortorella's going to do in goal. I actually would keep Corpusalo was great, and then Elvis came in and stopped. Was it all 21 shots? So, and then the other one, they come right back with the Wild and the Canucks. Great job. What do they call it? The Canadian Lotto line that the Canucks are playing, which was effective, but Markstrom was great, and I don't know, but we'll see if the Wild can extend that one too. That's the late game. I don't have a read on that series at all. Don't have
a read. Totally flipped it for game one.
It has. You're right. Vancouver's been great the last two games. Yes.
What do you guys think about this? So the Blackhawks have a 2-1 series lead. They were obviously, I got them at +150 before the series started. Right now, they're laying 250 for the series. Oilers, live dog at +210 to come back and win both these games? Question mark?
No. I don't see it.
You don't think
I'll
so?
I'll wear the jersey on air. I think the Oilers are. I think they could look at lose tonight.
Okay.
I can't see it.
How about Nashville as a live dog to win the series at +230? I don't think that's a bad price.
Yeah, I could see that. Yep. Because for two of the games, they've been the better team.
I'm telling you, I mean, you're right. If the Islanders blow this game today, right now at the Westgate, I'm looking at the Panthers +350 to come back and win this. Well, they only have four series up right now. The other one is, Montreal laying $1.70.
Okay. Well, I mean, imagine if the Islanders blow this, though. If they lose this game tonight, to start the day, rather, in a couple hours, suddenly it's game five. It's like they got to hear about it. Guys, it's only happened once in history. You're going to really blow this 2-0 lead?
Well, what do you think that game five number would be? If they're laying $1.25 today?
Yeah, probably 115. 115 and a five. Yeah, because they've had so much success against them. What do you think Saturday? VGK in Colorado for the one seed. Who do you like in that one?
Oh, man, I would lean Colorado. I think they're one of the best teams in the bubble so far.
Yeah. Well, the Knights are the cardiac kids. They played two of the craziest games so far, the Knights. The third period, they cover the puck line in both games. But to make Bennington, who makes Bennington look like that? They've done that twice to him now, putting six on him. This potent Golden Knights offense, my God.
I know. They've
been fantastic to watch. They just dominated St. Louis. Very impressive.
Yeah, so if actually that series price on the Panthers to come back, if you actually bet them to win both games, let's say they're around +115 in both games, roll it over, it's pretty equal. That'd be about +360, actually, if you did that, took that approach. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, we haven't had him on the program this week, but his picks have been gold in soccer. Who does he like today? Find out coming up next.